While canines were a heavy topic of conversation Monday, Wellington North Council grappled with the concept of restrictions on livestock guardian dogs. Riley Gillespie-Wilson has more.
Livestock guardian dogs, or LGDs, work on farms with sheep, protecting them from predators. One Wellington North resident has 10 pet dogs that are classified as lap dogs and not working dogs. LGDs bond with sheep and are outdoor dogs that rarely connect with humans. Council was discussing amending several canine bylaws, including the one pertaining to the livestock guardian dogs. According to a report, the animal control officer is of the opinion that the number of dogs on agriculturally zoned property with more than 25 acres should be reduced from 10 dogs to 5. Mayor Andy Lennox was on the fence and said he agreed with the revisions proposed, including the fact that if you are licensing dogs, you must be living at that property, but was struggling with the aspect of the LGDs.
The livestock guardian dogs are a square peg in a round hole in many ways. It's the outlier. And while we may not have anybody who has a sheep flock that requires more than five of those today, to say that we won't in the future is not necessarily true.
In an Australian study, the average number of LGDs was 2 dogs for 100 stock, 4 dogs for 1,000 stock, and 9 dogs for 10,000 stock. Currently, there is only one individual who has licensed 10 dogs, one with 9 licensed dogs, one with 8, and 2 with 6 licensed dogs. Everyone else has 5 or less. Lennox also suggested council reevaluate the criteria for what constitutes an LGD.
Is there any way that we could define a livestock guardian dog, not necessarily by breed or description, but by the nature of the business that they serve? So bona fide farm with cattle, sheep, or goats, to allow potential larger numbers without the necessities of a kennel, all the provisions that go with the kennel bylaw.
The report was received for information, and staff will come back with an exemption for livestock guardian dogs at a later date. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.